So today I want to speak in a very specific way to you candidates. God wants to bless the world through you. Through your life, He wants to bless the world. And so today He sends the Holy Spirit into you. And it will fill you. You will become like the burning bush in our first reading. The bush that was on fire with God's his fire, His love. In that first reading, when God came to Moses in the bush, the first thing He told Moses was, He said, I hear the affliction and the suffering of my people. I know their suffering. This is really powerful, that this is the heart of God. God says, no, I know the suffering of my people. And then God chose Moses to go to His people and to set them free. So here's the thing. God could have easily done this Himself, okay? God could have easily gone down to Egypt and just smote all the Egyptians and set His people free. He didn't need Moses. But that's what He did. He wanted to work through Moses to save His people. When God came to Mary, He asked her permission if she would become the mother of the Son of God. That through you, Mary, the world will receive Jesus and be blessed. When Jesus finished His life, you know, He could have stuck around. Jesus could have just stayed here Himself. He could have been the Pope of the Church for all of eternity until the end of time. But that's not what He did. Jesus ascended into heaven because He actually wanted to bless the world through His church. And so He chose Peter. He said, Peter, on you I will build my church. You see, God is personal. It's not just about God wanting to do stuff in the world. He's personal. He wants us to know one thing more than anything else, and that is that He loves you. That God loves us. He loves you, and He will never lead you wrong in your life. Ever. He will never lead you wrong. And then in His love for you, He chooses you today to bless the world. I read your confirmation letters. By the way, they never got sent to Monsignor Grahams. I'm sorry. He didn't come to do the confirmation. He said, you just keep the letters. You read them. So I read your letters, and I loved them. They were very inspiring. Your letters were wonderful. I especially liked the parts where many of you talked about the people in your life who had inspired you. And then you also talked about the connection you formed with the saints that you chose. I just thought those were really powerful things that you guys wrote in your letters. Then you also shared what you hope to do one day with your life. And so I'm asking you today, how does God want to use you to bless the world? That's how I want you to think about that. Just like He used Moses, Mary, and Peter. Like He used the people who inspired you that you wrote about. Your parents, your sponsor. That's something for you to pray about today. All right? Today, you are entering a covenant with God. A covenant is a very serious thing. A covenant is not a today thing. A covenant is a lifelong thing. Today you said, I do. And you're going to do it again. When I ask you you're going to say, I do. That's not a coincidence. That you use the same words that a couple uses when they say marriage vows. The same words that I used when I got ordained a priest. You say, I do. And you say that today in the same way as we did, because you love God. Because this covenant is a covenant of love. You've been learning, really all through your life, but especially in this year, you've been learning what that I do means. You've been learning how Jesus is real. He came, He suffered, He died, He rose from the dead. You believe in Him. And you believe that Jesus then built a church on that rock of Peter. And he sent his Holy Spirit into that church. And you want to be a member of that church. That's why you're here today. That's not a popular thing. The world that you live in is not Christian. And to be here today is not a popular thing. It takes courage for you to be here today. It takes courage to stick out in the world you live in. You've also prayed. You prayed on your own. You prayed here at Mass with the church. You prayed on retreat. You said, I'm sorry to our Lord in confession. And through all that, you've fallen in love. And so today you say, I do to God in the Catholic Church. And even more important, God today is saying, I do to you. Because God has fallen in love with you. He's in love with you. And his love comes first. He has loved you first. He is your Father. And he sent his Son, his very heart, to die for you. If you ever doubt that God loves you, just look here. Just look here. That's his I do. Okay? To you. Take one of these and hang it in your room. It's the first thing you see when you get up in the morning. It's the last thing you see when you go to bed at night. When you go off to college, hang one in your dorm room so you don't forget about him. Often, make the sign of the cross. And remember, he loves you and I love him. I do. God is personal. He wants to bless the world through you. And he does it in this covenant of love. And then that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. So Jesus promised that he would send the Holy Spirit. He went to heaven, but he said, I will send the Holy Spirit on my church. The Holy Spirit is the love of God. The Holy Spirit is that fire of God that burned in the burning bush. He sends that into you today. When Jesus sent the Holy Spirit down, where did he send it? Into us. It went into the apostles. So that when Jesus was walking in the world, Jesus was literally the presence of God walking in the world, speaking, talking, teaching. Today, that's you. Because God, the Holy Spirit is God. Don't forget that. Jesus is God, but the Holy Spirit is God. You have the Holy Spirit in you. You are literally God walking around the world today. When you receive the Holy Spirit, do you know what you become? You become the church. That's what the church is. At Pentecost, when the apostles received the Holy Spirit, they were the church. Today, that same Holy Spirit enters into you and makes you the church. You don't become adults in the church today. You become the church today. Your I do today in this covenant, that means that you no longer have the option to be involved in church or not be involved in church. Because you are the church. This is your home. This is your house. This is your family. This is where you belong. The church needs you. Now don't worry. We don't expect you to be perfect in all of this, okay? No one in the church is perfect, all right? No one. God doesn't expect you to be perfect. It's okay. We all sin. We all struggle. But we have to admit it. Otherwise, we're just hypocrites, right? The gospel is very clear. Jesus says, no, you need to repent and turn back to God. Otherwise, you will perish. So that conversion to God, turning to him every day. Jesus is so patient with us. He always gives us another chance. That's what the church is about. But we do have to turn back to him constantly, every morning, every day, and every night, to turn back to God. And if you do that, the Holy Spirit will guide you. I want to end just by telling a little about the story of my own confirmation, because it was a very important and powerful time of my life. I was actually confirmed right after ninth grade. They did a number of years together in my little parish. And the years right before that, seventh and eighth grade, were pretty tough years for me. I'd gotten bullied a lot through middle school. I was just kind of coming out of that. Really had gone into a shell during that time. And then in my ninth grade year, my cousin, the same age as me, committed suicide. And it was just a total shock to our family. Right after that, that spring, I was confirmed. And in the midst of all of that, the Holy Spirit started to work in my life. It was first just in very hidden ways, but it was in big ways. It was right after that that I went to World Youth Day. And there I saw St. John Paul II, our Pope, and about a million other young Catholic youth from around the world. And it changed me. Something in me came alive that week. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He makes us begin to come alive. That fire of the burning bush comes into us. I came home with the Pope's words on my mind. He said, "Don't be afraid to be Catholic in your school, in your parish, in your family." And I found that the more I started to do with my faith, the more I came alive. That Holy Spirit began to bear fruit in me. About 2 years later, I began to hear a voice. Well, it wasn't a voice, it was just a thought. But the thought that said, maybe you should be a priest. It was a thought that wouldn't go away, no matter how much I tried to push it away. That's the Holy Spirit, you guys. That voice that just won't go away. That voice that's prompting. Listen to that voice, whatever it's saying and whatever it's saying to you. And say yes. Say I do. It took me some time, but eventually I came around and I said yes. So like Moses, like Mary, like Peter, like I did, say yes to whatever he's asking of you. God loves you. He will never lead you wrong. If you do that, if you say yes, I do, even imperfectly, even falling down, having to get up every morning, it's okay. You just come back and you say it. I guarantee you, God will bless the world through you.